The following shir has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org. To dedicate a daf, a perik, or an entire masechta, please call 1-888-485-8223 or email info@thehalachacenter.org.
Sochem Dafayim Tes. We're dealing in Mirat Hashem in this year again with one of the most difficult and esoteric topics in Inyanei Kodshim Mishas, is the Inyan of Tzitz, Ritzui Tzitz. Tzitz was worn by the Kohen Gadol, and the Gemara says, the Gemara learned the Pasuk that the Tzitz is said to be worn by the Kohen Gadol. The Pasuk says, it's Mechaper al Avoin HaKadoshim, the Aveira, which is unique to Kodshim, which is, the Gemara says, the Aveira of Tumas Kodshim, the Aveira of the Tumah of Kodshim, and be overriding the Tumah when there is Tumah in the Dover Kodesh in order to make sure that the Korbanos are brought properly. There are certain cases where the wearing of the Tzitz Boiden while Mitzchah Shalai Kohen Gadol is Mechaper. It Ke'ilu overrides, it supersedes the effect of the Tumah, and then the Kodshim could be brought, the Kodshim, the Korbanos could be Mechaper unhindered. What this means, why it is that way, what this represents, we'll discuss in the session. The Gemara by us, the Sugya is grappling with us, that there are five Korbanos which are brought, Korbanot Tzibur, which are brought with the Chelik HaOichel of the carbon. We discussed in the previous year, the Chelik HaOichel of the carbon is no longer Roy, there's a Din of Imein Basa and Dam. The Gemara is grappling with the difficulty that if the Chelik HaOichel, the Chelik HaOichel of the carbon, is Nitma, then how could the carbon be brought? How would the Dam be miskap if you can't eat? By the carbon Pesach, the Din of Tumo, Hutro, Tumo Tchuyo, would be matter even the Achilles carbon Pesach, because as we've spoken about, the Iker of the carbon Pesach is Achilles. But by the other carbonists that I mentioned in the Mishnah, the Chomish Dvarim that are born Bituma, Ve'in and Echom Bituma, by those there is no heter. The Din of Tumo answers the Achilles of the Chelik HaAchilah of the carbon, in which case the Chelik HaDam, the Chelik HaAvodah, the Chelik HaMechaper of the carbon should also be rendered invalid. And on that the Gemara says, this is of course talking to Bishon of Blaz that we discussed in the previous year, on that the Gemara says that there is a mechanism of Ritzui Tzitz. Ritzui Tzitz, the Gemara says, Ke'ilu, the Gemara uses the Nusach a few times, is Ke'ilu, the carbon was not Nitma. The Ritzui Tzitz, and what that means, how could the wearing of the tzitz al metzach Aaron HaKohen on the forehead of the Kohen Gadol, why that makes, if whatever tumah is, it makes that the effect of tumah no longer exists, is something that should and mitzvah will be explained. And the Gemara qualifies where exactly the tzitz wipes out the effect of tumah and where not, and the Gemara grapples with this. Ultimately, what the Gemara seems to say on Daf Ayin Zayin on the base is that the Gemara says that the answer to the problem is that when there's a carbon tzibur, since tumah hutra b'tzibur, over there the effect of the tumah is nullified, even if the tzitz, the Gemara says, is not al meitzachan. What does this mean? That means if there's an active, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing the wearing of the tzitz al mitzchay on his forehead is mechaper, is metaher es ha-tumah, but tumah hutra b'tzibur means that since the Torah allows the carbon to be brought to tumah, so the effect of the tumah is not, does not weigh down the tzibur, and the carbon of the tzibur can be brought despite the fact that it's tumah. Ki'ilu, you don't have the tumah in the carbon. So the Gemara says, Habi yochid habi rabin, that by a carbon yochid you need ritzu tzitz, and that's dafka, when the tzitz is being worn by the Kohen Gadol. When it's berapim, when it's a carbon rabim, there is no effect of tumah. Tumah hutra b'tzibur, not tchuyah b'tzibur. We discussed in the shir and samach vav what the difference between hutra and tchuyah is. Hutra means that the effect is nullified. Tchuyah means that the tumah is there. The carbon is brought b'tumah. The Torah allowed a carbon to be brought b'tumah. Tumah hutra b'tzibur means that it's not a carbon that's brought b'tumah. On a deeper level, what that means is the Gemara says that tzibur loy meis, there's halacha b'mashal, if a carbon chatos, if the owner dies, then the carbon chatos is not put to death, but it's put in a place where it'll starve to death. Why? Because the carbon chatos is only his whole identification, the whole mitzius of a carbon chatos is only to be mechaper. If the bialim is not there, then there's no point. The Gemara says that the reason why by a carbon tzibur there's no musik of chatoy shemesos is because tzibur loy meis. There's no concept of death when it comes to a tzibur, because even if a yochid can die, but the tzibur lives on. There's always a tzibur of children of hemshech hadoros. Remember, tzibur loy meis. The same is true on a sort of similar level when we talk about tumah. Tumah is a shaychis. The Svarim explained to Misa. The concept of tumah is having some type of association with Misa. Every tumah, by the way, is somewhat of a limited association with tumah. Even a tumah of touching a sheret is associated with the tumah of a bal chai. Touching a nevela is more of a tumah, it's more chomer than tumah sheret, because tumah nevela is touching something that's closer to a human being. A nevela of an animal is more similar to a human being than a nevela of a sheret. Touching a maize is a more dover, is more chomer. Zov, balkeri, all these things are loss of a sense of self. If a person loses his status if a person loses his moral status, there's also a certain death. Or you led this is tummy because there's a life that was growing inside you that's no longer there. That sudden absence creates that vacuum creates tumah. Tumah always means loss of life, connection with death, connection with misa. And that Mitzius does not exist when we're talking about a carbon rab. That's the musik of tumah hutra b'tzibur. In any case, so we have the musik of tumah hutra b'tzibur. When tumah would only be tchuy b'tzibur, if tumah would only be tchuy b'tzibur, then we would need to come out to read tzitzit. And the Gemara says it's a problem that ain't tzitz meratza alo achilois. The tzitz could be meratza on the dam that has to be nizrak al mizbech. The chelet has to go on the mizbech, but it will not be meratza on the boss. It will not take. The tumah will not take the achilois and turn it into a davar kodesh that it could be eaten. Also true, the Gemara says that the ritzui is ritzui. The pasuk says ritzui alavoin hakodoshim. The Gemara says kodoshim v'loy magdishim. What does that mean? Kodoshim v'loy magdishim means that the tzitz is merata on the material aspect of the carbon, which is the carbon itself, the behemoth, the dam that has to be nizrak, and maybe even on the chilus, according to one man omer, on the basar, on the chelev, but the tzitz will not be merata on magdishim. What does it mean, magdishim? Those that create the kedusha. If you think about it on a conceptual level, the ikir of the carbon, the drama, the whole process of the carbon, is carried out with a balchai. But where is the effect of this carbon supposed to take place? Not in the animal. The Rebbein Shem doesn't need animals. The Rebbein Shem wants people. The Rebbein Shem wants human beings, wants another Masholim. The effect of the carbon is supposed to be on the people that the carbon are being brought by, and by on the people that the carbon is brought for. If the one, the Magdishim, the one that's bringing the carbon is Tameh, the effect of Tumah is so removes him from the sphere of Kedusha, from the sphere of Nitzchis, that the Tzitz cannot override that effect. It can only override the effect on the material which is being used, the dam, the basar of the behemoth. The Tzitz Meratzah could override, but it can't override the effect on the person, because he's the purpose, he's the result and the purpose of the carbon. So over there we say that Tzitz is Meratzah alavoyim kodoshim v'loy magdishim. So again, the Gemara says that if Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, we don't need the whole sugya of Tzitz Meratzah. There is no effect of the Tumah on the carbon. The problem is, of course, when we open up the Rambam, Suvei HaMikdashim, does not paskin the simple reading of the Gemara the way we just read it. And the Rambam brings the chiluk between the carbon Yochin and Tzibur, despite the fact that the Rambam in Hilchos Bi'is HaMikdash Perek Dal clearly says the Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur. The Rambam understands that it's not the pshat that Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, that there is no Tumah because Tzibur is Chai Lo Netzach, Tzibur does not have Tumah. He understands Tumah Tchuya B'Tzibur because of the necessity of bringing a carbon Tzibur. It's like an Aseh Dech Eloise. It doesn't mean there's no Eloise Aseh. But right now, the Torah superseded that Eloise Aseh in order to facilitate the Kiyam Huaseh. So too, over here, the Torah wanted the carbon Tzibur. It's Bizmano, it's Bemayadoi. It can't be nidcha, and the Torah said that the tumah effect is nidcha in order to bring the carbon, but the carbon is still tameh. the carbon is still tummy, just that the Torah allows you to bring it betumah. If that's true, that the carbon is only tchuyim betzibur, the carbon is still tummy, there's still a problem that there's no basar over here as part of the carbon. And as the Rambam said, there's a difference between a carbon yochin and a carbon tzibur. The whole point of a carbon tzibur is only because tumah hotru betzibur. Ad kama that tumah is tchuyim betzibur, what exactly is unique about a carbon tzibur that's not like a carbon yoch? So Rabbi Zalman over here in the Sefer Evin Ozel, his Chiddush on the Rambam, defines for us a little more sharply the Musagim over here, and with that he explains how the Rambam cuts the different parts of the Gemara, and he divides the Seudis of the Gemara. And he says like this, he says that in the whole idea of Tumah affecting a carbon, what does it mean that Tumah affects a carbon? He says there's really two ways, there's two levels of how Tumah attacks the carbon. One is that the idea of a carbon is taking something that's choil and turning it into kodesh, being mekadesh it. Tumah is the opposite of hegdish. The truth of the matter is that the opposite of kodesh is choil. The sechus chulin is the opposite of the musik of kachim. The purpose is turning choil into kodesh. Chulin means, mesechus chulin means the hegdish of being magdish, uplifting chulin. But tumah is also to a certain extent something that's tamei, is missing its ability to grow. And that's what we said before. Every tumah exists in a vacuum of chius. Every tumah is associated with misa. And that's what we said about tumah hutra v'tzibur. Then at tzibur there is no misa. And the middle, the musi of tumah does not exist on a tziburdika level. The same is true that when we're talking about kodesh, kodesh is the ability to grow, to be dedicated. Kedusha is our ability to prepare ourselves to grow, to strive in Avodas Hashem. Tumah means that there's a lack of that. That's one level, on a simple level. Tumah means that it doesn't, that something, a person or a thing, basar, whatever the case is, does not have the ability to achieve and attain a different level of kedusha. That's what tumah is. Remember, there's no musig of a carbon b'machom tumah, but there's also more than that. When a person who's tameh brings a carbon, that's mechalel the kodesh. There's no bigger stira, there's no bigger bittel of what kedusha represents. And if a person's tameh and he's not in a state where he's in, has the ability to grow because he has some type of tumah around. It's interesting. The word tumah is related to the word atum. Anybody knows the sealed rooms are called the cheder atum. Tum means closed in. A tumah is a person who doesn't have the ability to grow. He's not open for growth. He's not open for achievement. Tumah means he's not alive. There's no chius there. Or there's, to a certain extent, he's missing chius. Same word is tumtum. Tumtum is a person who the simonim of zachrus and nekevus are covered over. That covered over is the same lotion as the word tumah. Tameh means he's not open, he's not open for growth. So not only is there a lack of Kedusha, but when a person who's Tameh is Oivid by Kachim, he's Mechalel, it's a stira to what Kachim represents. This type of Gemara says that the Tzitzim is Meratza on Avoyin HaKadoshim, not Magdishim, and we explained that that means because the Magdishim, if the person is Tameh, then that's a much bigger stira to the Musig of Kodesh than if the Basar is Tameh. The male Tzitzis Meratz only on the Basar being Tameh, not on the person being Tameh. That only refers to the Chilil aspect, explains Rabbi Zalman. This that the Tameh is a violation of the Kedusha, it's Mechalul the Kedusha of the carbon. Tzitzis Meratz doesn't help for that. The severity of what's represented by a Tameh being Oivid Bakachim, the whole Tameh is a person who's not in a state of growth. To step into a carbon, which is kula growth, is a stira minei ubed. It's mechal the carbon. That sits miratza doesn't help to override, to cancel. But on a level of that the basar can't be kodesh because there's a tumah there, not a level of chil, but on a level of absence of kedusha, the sits miratza takes off the problem of tumah, and then the kodesh is mekadesh. So Rabbi Zalman explains that the Rambam also agrees there's a chiluk between carbon yochid and carbon tzibur. What's the chiluk between yochid and tzibur? The Rambam will explain the Gemara that when we talk about a carbon tzibur, there's no violation, there's no chiluk. The chiluk is that when a person is bringing a carbon as a yochid, so then his presence in the arena of kachim is a stira, it's a chiluk of kodesh, masha enkein. If it's a carbon tzibur, even if he himself, the oivid, is tameh, but Lamaisa, the tzibur as a whole, is not defined by its tumah of the yechidim, and therefore the tzibur as a whole will not be mechal. But lemaisa, the person who's bringing the carbon is tameh. Lemaisa, he's missing kedusha. He's possible lavoida. On that, the tzitz will be meratza. Hein legabe the kedoshim, hein legabe the material, and hein legabe the person who's being oivid. So when the Gemara says ha yahabi yochid ab tzibur, the Gemara was dealing with the problem of chilul b'kodesh. That the tzitz meratza. That you don't need tzitz meratza for. Why? Because even though the tzitz meratza wouldn't work for the chilul of the kodesh, but when it's a carbon tzibur, ha b'yochid ha b'tzibur means that when it's b'tzibur, when the carbon is the carbon of tzibur, there is no chilul of kodesh by the fact, by dint of the fact that the tameh is the one who's actually doing the avodah. On the other hand, on a simple level, l'maisa, the tameh is the one who's doing the avodah, he doesn't have the ability to lift up the carbon. Not that he's mechal the carbon, chas v'sholom, but on a simple level, he just doesn't have the ability to do the avodah properly. It's possible, he's like a balmul. He's like a person who's not wearing big de kahuna. He wasn't mekadosh himself the kiyum kani. He's missing the proper preparation in order to be an oivit. On that, the tzitz does is meratza. And all that is true even if tumah tchuy b'tzibur. If tumah utru b'tzibur is the pshat when it comes to a carbon tzibur, the carbon tzibur is above the whole musig of tumah. That, the Rambam doesn't hold off. But despite the fact that there is a tumah here, but the tumah exists, but it's the tumah exists for that helps the tzitz meratza. But as far as the chil that the tumah would normally do, the chil of the oivid, that the carbon is nischal, there's a violation of the whole musig of kachim, that you don't have by a carbon tzibur. So these are some of the musagim on a basic level to explain what tzitz meratza, exactly the wearing of the tzitz on the forehead of the kohen gadol, does to the carbon. What does it have to do with tumah? Rabbi Hirsch, kedarke b'kodesh, does say a hesber. He explains that tumah is not a physical property. We understand, Lamashal, that the things that the Torah said not to eat, possible cholos, nevelos, treifish, kotzim, or amosim, even though we understand that there's a spiritual pollution, it's not physical. The reason why we don't eat nevelos and treifish is not because it's missing some vitamin or because there's some cells inside nevelos and treifish that can cause cancer. Ridiculous. There is a gentimimo b'shivas nafesh, but there's something in the physical mitzvahs of bosa nevelu trevish kotzim ramos makolz asuris animals that are tummy, which is spiritually polluting for a yid to eat. But again, that's a part of the physical reality of the behemah. The spiritual part of the physical reality of the behemah is that it's something which is mazik. It's something which is osur, which is makolz asuris. Tumah, on the other hand, is purely a spiritual concept. And Rabbi Hirsch says spiritual equals mental. The process of tumah is not being in a growth mindset. When a person is tameh, when something is tameh, it means it's not open for growth. There's a mental process. There's a mental being ready for steiging, for growth, for moving upward that's missing in a person who's tameh or in a state of tameh. A person that's tameh can't go into the azar. Why can't he go into the azar? Because he's not in a process of being open to growth, to Tavad Zashem, to Dveikus Bashem, to Kirvus Hashem. If something is tummy, it can't be brought into the base mix, because it's not a physical thing that could be uplifted. There's a mental block there. There's a mental block, of course, in that creates an effect on the person. The effect that's created by a Dovid Tummy is a mental block. What it means, a mental block, we can't understand, but that's the Metzius. That's the spiritual reality of the world we live in. The Tumah blocks our perception of Tahara, of Kedusha, of Aliyah, of Dveikus Bashem, and Kedusha, Tahara, when a person comes out of a mikvah, when something that was Tumah comes out of a mikvah, it's now open, receptive to a process of upliftment, of Kedusha. So he explains that Tzitz Meratza, the power of the tzitz on the b'metzach Aaron. Aaron HaKohen represents the Adam HaSholem, and that's why when the Kohen Gadol went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, that itself was the Mechaper, because it brought everybody back, b'zer Anpin, on a small level, on a lower level, it brought all of Klal Yisrael as a Chidim back to a state of purification of Kodesh HaKadosh. When the Kohen Gadol is in a state of Adam HaSholem, that creates that effect to a certain extent on everybody as a private Yochanan and Klal Yisrael. When the tzitz was on Metzach Aroin, there is no effect of tumah, because the mental clarity that tzitz, that said Kodesh Lashem, gives to the Kohen Gadol is such that it affects the blocked thought process, the tumah effect, on all of Klal Yisrael. That's what it means, tzitz meratzah. The tzitz meratzah is that a tzitz b'meitzach aharon is meratzah, brings a ritzui, a closeness, an affection between Klal Yisrael and the Rabban Shlel, because that's what it means. It takes away the mental block that prevents us from growing. Again, the mental block is not a physical mitzvah. Only a mental block is something missing in the neurons, in the protons, in the brain cells. That's not the concept over here. The concept over here is a spiritual mental block. But it's something that affects a person. We today, as far as I say, don't have access to Ruach HaKodesh because we don't have access to the Eifer Paradum. Try to explain it. Go try to explain it. Al Kachaze, that's the way it is. The mitzius of Tahara opens up the channel to Aliyah, to growth, in a way that a person who's Tome, or a person that's affiliated with Tome, cannot have. Rav Shem should help us that we should achieve not only Vitali Beinu Lo Avdecha Be'emes, the Tahara should be on a physical level, on a spiritual level, on a mental level, and we should be Zeichet to serve the Rebbeinu Shel in the Beit HaMikdash.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.